The Association of American Indian Physicians, or AAIP, was created in 1971 by a group of 14 American Indian and Alaska Native doctors. AAIP's goal was to improve the health of Native communities and give support to Native medical students, and now future medical students. On this edition of Indian Times, we learn more about the association's youth outreach efforts and hear about another program designed to reach out to Native students interested in pharmacology. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. There are different departments within AAIP, such as the Diabetes Department and a new department called the Capacity Building Program. All departments are geared to improving health in Native communities across the United States. Gary Langford is the program director for the Advances in Indian Healthcare Student Programs. Langford acts as a recruiter for Native students that show interest in a career in medicine.
The National Native American Youth Initiative, this is our, I believe, our 16th year to put on the program. Basically what it is, it's an intense summer program. We put it on for American Indian and Alaska Native high school students. They have to be at least 16 years old and sophomores in high school.
A review committee of AAIP member physicians select 25 American Indian Alaska Native high school students to go to Washington, D.C. for 10 days at the end of June.
Day at the George Washington University campus, and we give them all kinds of information and presentations from different minority health experts and professionals to try and encourage them to undertake careers in medicine and biomedical research.
The number of applicants has grown through the years, but as Langford points out, finding high school students who seriously already know what they want to do with their life can be difficult, but for the 25 selected, it can be a life-changing trip to Washington, D.C. The students will tour different colleges as well as stay on the George Washington University campus.
We spend 2 days with the National Institutes of Health, so they get to hear presentations from some of the physicians and healthcare professionals there. They also get to tour the lab areas there at NIH.
The students spend a day at the Office of Minority Health, learning about health disparities in all racial and ethnic minority groups.
Basically, the entire thing is tailored towards giving them the information that they're going to need to apply for medical school and take the MCAT test, for example.
MCAT stands for Medical College Admissions Test and is a requirement for almost all U.S. and Canadian medical schools.
AIP, as an organization, we're there to help them along and support them in any way that they need us to as they move towards their futures.
For more information on how to apply for the National Native American Youth Initiative, go to their website, www.aaip.org. We'll have a link to this on our website, kgou.org. Deadline for applications is May 23rd. In a related story, founding member and two-time president of AAIP, Dr. James W. Hampton, is being inducted into the Chickasaw Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony will take place May 1st at the Riverwind Showplace Theater in Norman. The Native American Center of Excellence on the University of Montana campus in Missoula, Montana, is offering a 4-week summer program through the Skaggs School of Pharmacy. To be eligible, students must be currently accepted into or placed on a wait list to a professional pharmacy program for the 2014-2015 academic year. This program is designed to academically prepare Native American, Alaska Native students for their first year of a professional pharmacy program. A link has been placed to the program on how to apply on our website. Deadline for this application is May 16th. And here are a few announcements on upcoming Native events in Oklahoma. The honor powwow for the outgoing Miss Indian Oklahoma and Junior Miss Indian Oklahoma is next Friday, May 2nd, at the Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur. Grand entry is at 3:30 p.m. For more information, go to the website for the Oklahoma Federation of Indian Women, OFIW.org. On May 3rd, next Saturday, Western Heights Indian Education Powwow will be held at Bridgestone Intermediate School, located at 1700 South Council Road in Oklahoma City, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Booth space is available for vendors. Tiny Tots, girls, and boys dance contests only. For more information, call Karen Onko at 405-261-6734. Also on May 3rd, the Sequoia School's Hope Club graduation powwow will be held in the Sequoia School's Old Gym in Tahlequah. Grand entry is at 7 p.m. For more information, call Tonya Sopa at 918-453-5400, extension 5954. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.